Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and He's in the problem-solving business, that's certain. Well, beloved, we, a couple days ago, began a message entitled Annulling Murphy's Law. If you've not heard that phrase before, in a colloquial expression, it is, if something can go wrong, it will. And while that may be a funny, rather funny or humorous expression, the consequences generally are not funny when they're experienced. And the annulling means to do away with, annul, that means to put an end, to make it no longer binding, to invalidate, to cancel. And so often, if we're not really aware of our thoughts and of the things we're saying, we could actually be enforcing Murphy's Law. Because certainly that is the case in the lives of the unsaved. I mean, it's just, if anything go wrong, it will, you know. So that as Christians, though, we have to have spiritual insight and spiritual understanding and be careful what we allow in terms of our thoughts as well as the things that come out of our mouth. Now, you recall Job said, and that is such a marvelous, wonderful book. I've always had great regard for it. It is so rich in so many dimensions. And he said at one point, as these terrible calamities began to happen to him, the thing I feared came upon me. Now, I've heard some say, well, you know, the problem with Job, he just didn't have faith. And that's why all those things happened. Well, I think that's somewhat short-sighted and kind of being a simple-minded approach, because if anything, this man did have faith. He held on to God. He said, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust Him. The problem is he had no understanding of what was going on. He had been blessed. He was rich. He had the respect of people. He had health. And all these things, every area of his life, there was something taken from him. And he was really confused. He had no understanding. And he knew that he hadn't done anything wrong. The way that he lived before God, he prayed for his children, he was very, very conscientious spiritually, and his behavior hadn't changed. He didn't know why all these things were happening. Well, as I've said before, if you've ever listened to the broadcast any length of time, that the reason was what occurred in chapter 1. It was a discourse between the Lord of heaven and earth and Satan, who came before him after he'd been walking to and fro throughout the earth and basically said, you know, the trouble with Job. In fact, God brought it up. He said, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him in all the earth. And he said, yeah, it's just because you put a hedge around about him and he's blessed. Take away that hedge and then see what it'll do. So God took up the challenge. It really wasn't about Job. Yeah, he was involved, but it was a defense of God's integrity, plus the loyalty, devotion, and obedience of a committed servant of God. There was none like him. He was a perfect man. And so this is really the whole storyline of what is going on. And of course, God exonerates him. And of course, Job learns lessons. We all do. None of us are totally perfect as Jesus was. So we all have things to learn. But the thing that I feared came upon me. And as I thought about that, it wasn't that his actions, he hadn't stopped serving God. He hadn't been all of a sudden started leading a sinful lifestyle. But perhaps Murphy's Law was in operation in terms of his innermost being, his heart, his thoughts. The thing I feared came upon me. And sometimes I think that's true for all of us. We have to be so aware of the thoughts that we think, because if we're anticipating something negative, you can be sure it is likely to happen. Now, as long as we are in a position of faith, of trust, and obedience, things will happen. Those are the testings, those are the trials, but we know how to respond to it. We don't go down the tubes. And so, annulling Murphy's Law, beloved, takes honesty. It takes real self-examination and identifying the fears that are operating within us. If, as I said, I mean, they're well hidden, and you have to stop and think. And when you start getting anxious or nervous about something, better stop right there and say, what's going on? Because God wants us to be in a continual state of peace. Yes, we'll have battles. At the moment, that is not good. We respond accordingly, but our normal resting state, if you will, aside from dealing immediately with a crisis, is to be in God's peace. That's, you know, there were times Jesus always reflected on what he did. He thought before he answered. His words were gracious. Never man spake like this man. But there were times he had to act first, and then he would say what needed to be said. You know, for example, when the disciples were in the boat and there was a terrible storm and they were afraid of being capsized, what did he do when he got in the boat? He basically calmed the waters. He said, peace, be still. The waters and the wind obeyed him. And then he addressed the situation, why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? And so, what time I am afraid, I don't know where that passages in the Psalms, but I love it. What time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee. So that's something good to remember. Whenever you start to be nervous and anxiety, that's just a lighter form of full-blown fear, okay? What time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee, O Lord. But we have to be honest and take a look at what are the things that the enemy's trying to use. We must have spiritual insight into what is going on. Regarding the operation, there's principles, just like there's spiritual principles, there's natural principles. Like I said, the whole universe runs on laws, natural laws, spiritual laws. And Murphy's Law is a human law that we made because we don't have control over natural laws or spiritual laws except to break them. And if we break the spiritual laws, we do that to our own woe and hurt, even if we do it innocently or ignorantly. And so we have to have spiritual insight into what is going on. You know, I'm going to stop right here because I feel the Holy Spirit checking me that we need to pray. Father, you see what I have just shared, that we need to have a spiritual honesty as to what is going on in our spirit, in our heart, in our mind, when we start getting negative or fearful or anxious. Lord, we're asking right now, Father, that you will give this ability, this spiritual warfare, this offensive against the things that the enemy would try to take us down in. Lord, he wants us succumbing and caving in to Murphy's Law, but you don't want that. We are not trying to look for bad things to happen. Lord, we know that you have good things planned for your people. So I bind, for everyone listening that's agreeing, I bind the work of the enemy that has been perhaps your habit pattern maybe for years, and I break that off of you, and I release the mind of Christ and the spiritual insight and laws that are necessary to walk in God's blessing and satisfaction and fulfillment. Father, your words are so inadequate, but you know what we're asking, Father. We don't want to go down that road again. We do not want to experience, if anything could go wrong, it will. That's a lie from the devil that we've adopted and made a human law, at least humorously in terms of our experience. But Father, we make it null, we make it void, we cancel it. And Father, we thank you right now that we are going to have the spiritual weapons to do all that we need to do to avoid falling into this trap of Murphy's Law. Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name, and we thank you because even at from this moment on, the Holy Spirit's going to be set a watch upon our mind, upon our hearts, upon our mouth, that we will not carelessly, ignorantly, or just in a reactive way say for those things that are really not going to be beneficial to us. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Well, now let me give you some examples. We need spiritual insight into what's going on. Well, number one, we cannot anticipate bad things to happen. We truly, and I covered that in the prayer to some degree, we truly have to believe for the best because we are God's children. And if we're not walking in sin, if we haven't backslid, if we haven't offended the Lord, then if we need to repent, then all we have to do is come to God and repent. But if we are in a good relationship with the Lord, as Job was, all those things happening were not the result of sin in his life, but we have to believe, truly believe, that God wants the very best for us. And I had a friend years ago, and she was always anticipating the work of the enemy. And you know what? She was never disappointed. I declare, she was just looking, waiting for the next attack. And sure enough, it came. And then I remember another brother, one of the things he would say, born to lose, when he got discouraged. That's a terrible thing to say. We were born again to win. But is there a song like that? I don't even know. But the point is, we need to start anticipating good things in our life and in the lives of our loved ones. Well, beloved, I hope you're enjoying this because I certainly enjoyed putting it together, and I'm enjoying preaching it to you because I think it's all something we need to learn. The little foxes destroy the vine, and we don't want the vine destroyed, right? Because we are connected. We are branches connected to the vine. Amen. I love you. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. I personally read and answer the mail. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.